Hello, and welcome to the News Cycle. I'm Katrina Hawes, and I'll be your host for today. It's Monday, May 3rd. Since the beginning of quarantine, local bands haven't been able to connect to their fans in the same way as before. This has led to challenges and new realizations for both musicians and fans. Stella Mays has the story.
Davis High English teacher Drew Barclay plays bass in the Sacramento band The Bad Barnacles, which used to play live venues almost every weekend before quarantine. Barclay said that with the extra time of quarantine, he has been able to improve certain social media and marketing skills, but connecting with the band's audience through social media isn't nearly the same as seeing people in person like he used to at live shows.
The community is slowly disconnected itself from one another, which is really heartbreaking. People we would see every single weekend, that's no longer there, and that was the best part of it, was like the moment.
Social media can emphasize perfecting a superficial public image, but instead, the Barnacles are taking the time to remember why making music matters to them.
It's just tough to know that we're doing the right thing, so we've just said, forget about it. We're gonna go back to why we did it in the first place, which is for us.
Davis High senior, Tia Barrera, is a huge fan of live music and used to go to a concert every 3 months or so.
But it's kind of like sucks because it's like, oh, I used to hang out with 1,000 people and we would all be screaming lyrics at each other and be like super close, and now we're just not.
Nevertheless, music has been able to help Barrera through difficult times during the pandemic. She said she specifically found comfort in re-listening to some of her old favorite bands because they brought back her memory of what humanity felt like in a time of relative normalcy.
I remember this feeling of comfort. It's like a safety blanket.
From BlueDevilHub.com, this is Stella Mays reporting.
The COVID-19 pandemic has also created obstacles for multiple classes at Davis High. With the majority of the academic year entirely virtual, many interactive classes, including orchestra, have faced serious drawbacks. Lucy Chedden has the story.
COVID-19 has confronted educators with a variety of issues and new circumstances this year. Each class, student, and teacher have had to find a new way to adjust. In Angela Morena's orchestra class, these new set of circumstances have made the class feel very different.
To not be able to hear each other in real time is just a huge frustration as a musician. It's hard to explain the loss that you feel when you cannot play with other human beings on your instrument.
Although Moreno and his class have been struggling with the negatives of online school, he admires his students' flexibility and determination.
What I've been completely impressed by is my students' resilience and their want to make the most out of a pretty ridiculous scenario.
Moreno says that online school has actually helped his students become more efficient with their assignments and overall communication. Olivia Gonzalez, a sophomore at Davis High and a student orchestra, says the change to remote learning has been challenging.
Just judging myself way too much and just not playing like I should, just like thinking, okay, I'm doing this, oh my gosh, I'm doing it wrong. Instead of just doing it, because I know I can play, it's just I'm judging myself too hard because I have to be perfect for the recording.
Nora Draper, a student at DHS and in orchestra, has faced a couple obstacles with the class as well.
We're playing a lot less music. You don't play nearly as much when you're in classes.
Overall, the negatives, Moreno and his students are excited about the possibility of their return next year.
Just can't wait to be back. I can't wait to be with my students and make music the right way and then share it with the public.
This is Lucy Chedden for Blue Devil Hub.
For some students in Davis, writing poetry has been a meaningful way to connect with others and to express themselves. Matthias Roembale has the story.
You stayed until the clock struck 12, when the sky was streaked with red, when Hera's tears...
Morgan Hendricks Chupa, a junior at Davis Senior High, was first introduced to poetry through school. But once she stopped being assigned to write poetry for class, they still felt the need to write.
I guess I got into poetry just by needing to put my words somewhere on paper.
Another youth writer, Elliot Larson, uses poetry not just to express themselves, but also to process.
It's very settling for me to be able to sit and write and focus completely on something that then I can see when I'm done and I can have like a finished product.
For others, though, writing poetry is about more than just the process of putting pen to paper. Cameron Thompson, a DHS senior, writes about difficult experiences he and other teenagers face, such as depression, anxiety, and isolation. He hopes to soon compile his work into a book for publication.
For me, I feel that what I want to do with poetry is use it as kind of an outreach. I want to be able to share my different work so other people can understand that you're not alone.
For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Matthias Roenbale reporting.
The news cycle is produced by the Blue Devil Hub in collaboration with the Davis Enterprise. Katrina Hawes and Jihan Moon are the producers. Our theme music is by Daniel Ruiz Jimenez. Thank you for listening. See you next week, Davis.